will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It is the first day of Christmas week, officially this Monday, December 22nd. Had to kick things off with a little Frank Sinatra by request, because guess who I have in the house this morning? I couldn't be more excited to start off Christmas week than with my friends from NAS Pensacola. We've got our community officer. I mean, what is your official title, sir?
Oh, no, I'm the public affairs officer.
A public affairs officer. Bruce Cummings is here. And with him, the commanding officer, NAS Pensacola, Carol Chandra Mamasan Newman.
Good morning, Mama-san. Merry Christmas.
So happy y'all are here this morning. I'm super, it's a great way to start off the week.
It is a good week.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Yeah, and that voice, God, that voice is like velvet, isn't it?
So good.
Frank Bing.
So I don't know if that makes it makes me super old, that brings back memories to me. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just remember hearing that over the Christmases over the years.
It's just so iconic.
I know. I'm going to go with you and say, that doesn't make us old. That just makes it a classic,
right? It's a classic.
It's not gray hair. It's natural highlights.
Exactly. Well, tell me what is happening at NAS Pensacola. I mean, we could talk about the whole year. You've had quite a year, young lady.
It's been a great year. Yeah. So just celebrated the one-year anniversary here in November.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so blessed. So just... it's amazing. But I will say, and I just talked about it not too long ago, that the y'all don't need to repeat the snowpocalypse and record-breaking snow again. I'm a born and raised Florida girl. It's great to be in my home state.
Well,
but
you'll be happy this
panhandle
week.
Snow got me. That was
you'll be happy this week because there's no snow in the forecast. It's
which
been
is
70 all week long. So no white Christmas for us.
So, but is it weird though that it's gonna be 70 degrees out? But it's Christmas. I mean, is that still striking
Florida,
anybody?
Okay, yeah, see,
you get your snowy white Christmas on the snowy white sand. That's where you go
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Perfect.
But yeah, the snowpocalypse, I don't know. I mean, we didn't have, knock on wood, any storms, not even a low pressure front this summer. I mean,
there was hush your mouth.
Beautiful.
Nothing.
Yeah. It was a great year.
I've lived here over 20 years and never have seen. I mean, there's
great
always been
year.
Something like a depression. Nothing.
No. See, I'll take a few days of snow over a storm like that any day.
Amen.
I'm
going
to spitball.
And it was beautiful. I mean, it was just so beautiful to see the city and the beaches covered and
it was neat.
You know, then somebody's cross country skiing and snow on the beach. That kind of blew my mind a little bit. That was awesome.
Snow on the beach was wild.
It was so great.
But now the water, have y'all seen, is like crystal clear.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any kind of storm, so this it's not been stirred up.
Yeah.
So you can, I mean, it's just like waves are transparent. It's beautiful.
Can't complain.
No,
first
no.
year here and just absolutely loved it. It's been a great year.
Are you going to stick around with us for a bit?
Hopefully. I think if the Navy allows it, you're stuck with me for another 2 years, I
Yay.
Think.
Yay.
So.
Well, they better. Or I'll protest. We'll have a protest right here on Pep Talk.
I'm loving it, man. It's, start off the year and just getting into the job. And it's amazing. What a great community, great team on board NAS Pensacola. And to cap off the year, kind of nothing showed the outreach better than when we hosted our Guantanamo families running from Hurricane Melissa and that Category 5 down there.
That was
and
amazing.
And just the absolute outpouring of support from the community. Second to none.
Did I read somewhere that you had so much dog food left over?
We did. So, our partners with the USO, Navy Marine Corps Relief, they were able, and the Red Cross, they were able to accept those donations and get them to the families that needed them. And it was so overwhelming between the VFWs, the community, just drops going everywhere, that we were actually able, those organizations were able to turn it and donate it back to the different city organizations and get it back to the community as well. For the stuff that wasn't left. I mean, I wore tonnage of dog and cat food.
I saw this photograph. That good grief!
Oh
that
yeah, we thought we were feeding the families right. No, I'm pretty certain those pets were living high on the horse.
Families.
Yeah, that's good.
That whole thing though, the Guantanamo Bay. How many people was that? What was it?
We had about 800 people and a little
good
over 100 pets.
Where did you put them?
So we wound up clearing out our entire Navy Inns. And so everybody that was TDY, they wound up finding hotels out there so they could keep the families together. So the Navy Lodge, the Navy Inns that we have on base, 800 families, or 800 people and different families and over 100 pets. And so we cleared the house out. We had about, well, a little bit less than 24 hours heads up that this was coming to Pensacola.
Yeah.
Because originally the plan...
It wasn't a lot of notice, as
I recall. Originally the plan was to, that they were all going to go to Jacksonville, but some things changed, and for a lot of good reasons, we said, hey, we're here, we can support. And here they came, and came in force. It was great.
I love it.
Yeah, that, no, that really was something else, and Herculean effort across the board. I mean,
absolutely, the
staff was just, you know, phenomenal. I know some of those, like your Fleet and Family Sports Center.
Our Fleet and Family, they run the Emergency Family Center, and the EFAC, we call it. And I think our team there at Fleet and Family rewrote the book on how to execute the support. And again, getting the integration with our community partners and things of that nature. Our airfield, you're talking about 767s coming in, which is not an everyday occurrence for us.
Right.
Rotating them in and out, absolute zero safety, zero incidents, just absolutely amazing. And then on the back end of that, you know, getting the families home and the final Blue Angels practice and things of that nature, and just the synchronization just from airfield to security to our Fleet and Family to our morale, welfare, and recreation team that were ensuring that these families were engaged, our USO partners, Navy Marine Corps, the Coast Guard jumped in, trunk or treat for the kids because they were missing Halloween.
Oh, that's right. I mean, that's all the things that happened.
The donations of costumes for every age of kid, even maybe more surly teenagers who just didn't want to admit that they were having some fun. Right. We had the Cajun Navy come over from New Orleans,
those
and they did a jambalaya
amazing.
Piece. They're amazing.
They're amazing what they
I mean,
do.
You just name the community, the outreach, and not just the Pensacola area, but the greater Gulf Coast that just showed up in force. It was amazing.
I love it.
It's one of the great things about living here.
100%.
I mean, it really is. That's
100%.
The community has always been just, you know, such an outpouring of good wishes toward individuals.
Absolutely.
And, you know, being on the receiving end of that is always outstanding. But I know we were talking before, ma'am, about, you know, being able to go downtown and, you know, see what Christmas is all about down in Pensacola.
If you're not in the mood yet, this past weekend we had the children's chorus and we had the ballet and then just the lights downtown.
Yeah, the Christmas market down in Mariners Park. And of course, you know, in Palo Fox every Saturday. We just had the McGuire's Bagpipers doing caroling through the barracks.
Like,
if you're not in the mood and not in the spirit
now,
for Christmas and whatever your tradition is, man, I tell you what.
Yeah, Pensacola Little Theater has their show. They did the whole It's a Wonderful Life. They did that show.
So
And also in the heart of our town, so many, I mean, I saw so many on my list, I can't even mention them all, people doing food banks. Food pantries.
Angel
cherries,
Tree's been a big one for our families.
Gift giving. There was a whole group that gave to a bunch of kids in a neighborhood, and I apologize because I can't think of the name, but I saw those little kids' eyes light up when the Santa came in on a fire truck. It was just, and I hear Santa's coming into the beach today by helicopter is the word.
Right.
So be ready on Pensacola Beach. So.
That should be interesting. I mean, there's always something to do, you know, during the holiday times.
Yeah, rumor has
and it's
at
really
least coming from coming through NIS Whiting is my understanding.
I think I might have heard something about that.
Yeah.
don't want to. You know,
that's right.
That's my brother up there, Thumbs. At Whiting.
You know, ma'am, you did some military time.
Oh,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
and I got some too. And you know, I was thinking about this, and as I do every year, you know, what was that Christmas like? Your first time that you were away from home.
Yeah, we were downrange. Yeah, that first one on deployment. I think I've got 6 or 7 deployments under my belt now. But
hold that thought because we're going to take a quick break.
Sure,
and then we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes. Mama San is here. Bruce Cummings is here from NAS Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question or comment, please feel free to text it in. 850-7- Oh, my God, I almost forgot the number. I was getting ready to get my cell phone. Woo! I've been out for too long. 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Mama San and Bruce. And we're back with News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So excited to have this morning our friends from NAS Pensacola. We have Mama San here, who's the commanding officer. Bruce Cummins, who is here, who is a regular on Pep Talk. So right before we went to break, Bruce, ask that question again, because I love this question.
You know, we've been in a military, and you know, now maybe we're more seasoned, shall we say? Is that a good way to say it?
That's the word, yeah.
But you know, you always get that first time. You know, you just joined the military, you're a kid still, and all of a sudden you're away from home for a holidays. Yeah. What's the one that really stands out for you, ma'am? You know,
I think my first deployment. You know, we were talking about a little bit of deployment in the break, and the first deployment and how, you know, you've got your, for me, it was a squadron, you know, shipboard or downrange. And for my first one, we were actually just downrange, not on board a ship. So, you know, whether you're using components of an MRE or how you scrape together things for the community potluck.
But then
the care packages.
I can't even imagine like a turkey stuffing MRE.
Details. It's okay. But the care package, this is where care package or clutch. Downrange.
Oh, of course.
And getting the family care packages, and it becomes a sharing potluck of things. And then if the first deployment I had on a ship at the holidays, sometimes the mail's a little slow getting out in the middle of nowhere of an ocean. And so you get those great cookie packages where it's like crumbled dust by the time you get it, but that's okay.
Don't ever tell your mom.
Never. Never.
And
you know what? It's the best
cookie
dust you will ever eat in your life. And so everybody just winds up throwing in. And for us, it was throw it into the middle pile, and everybody gets a little bit of love from the care packages.
I love that. Well, we've got a lot of soldiers here now, right, that are going to be away from home, that are staying on the bases. What can we do locally?
Yeah, so we do a lot of things. We put on a big spread for the Christmas meal for them. But as you see, our sailors, our Marines, our airmen, we do have a few soldiers and a couple of Space Forces and a lot of Coast Guard running around. You know, I would say if you see these guys out in town for the holidays, knowing that maybe they didn't get the opportunity to go home, just thank them. Thank them for their service. Tell them how much you appreciate them. You never know. We do a lot of angel trees and things like that for our families and our service members here. But just showing that gratitude and tell them how much you appreciate their service, especially for a lot of them, it's their first time away from home if they can't make it home for the holidays.
For sure. Yeah, that's, I just, that makes me like get choked up. So, so thank you both too. I have to say that for sure, that you've done over the years and what you're doing now.
Pleasure.
Here in Ennis, Pensacola, we really appreciate it. And we didn't really get a chance to show it this year. I mentioned this to them before we went there because the homecoming show got canceled. And I have to say, I told them, I said, no big deal. Nobody really cared.
No. Not even close. Come on now.
It was like a disaster.
I think people were freaking out. I was not happy for quite a while after that.
No, everybody
the first one.
It was awful. But it just goes to show how much we love you and our Blue Angels.
I love them too.
Yeah.
And it's such a great way to highlight the installation and everything that we do. And of course, the Blue is just the best of the best. This past year, missing out on the Navy's 250th for our homecoming show was a little tough. But this 2026 is the installation's 200th birthday here with our nation's 250th.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, 200
years
of being in Pensacola.
Holy cow.
Now, not as a naval air station.
We started as a naval
shipyard.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Navy Shipyard, Pensacola.
Commodore Warrington, familiar names here. Chevalier, things that you see around town, and it's all started with Naval Shipyard, Pensacola.
So, 200 years ago, in April, that's what it was. They broke ground on what would eventually become Naval Air Station, Pensacola. Of course, 1914.
We had to learn how to fly first.
Had to learn how to create an airplane.
Helpful.
Coming into World War One, we had to figure it out.
We're good.
But, you know, Naval Shipyard.
Details.
You know, there's a... The Live Oak Natural Preserve down the way. That was one of the main reasons that they decided to build this up because
the hardy oaks were
abundant.
Right.
And such good, dense wood for the shipbuilding side.
There we go.
And even the Constitution had come down here to be retrofitted. So our oldest ship in the fleet, currently active and still commissioned, has had her history in Pensacola as well.
And the name of that?
The USS Constitution.
Okay.
So she harbors in Boston now.
Boston. So you see the old picture. You search Constitution, you're going to see that. The old, masted ship with the sails and whatnot.
They were here before. I think I remember them being here at some point.
They have pulled into Pensacola in the past. They have.
Yeah, it's been a long time for that. But,
and I think the last time she was retrofitted here was like the 1920s. If I read my history.
No, I wasn't around for that. Can I just clarify?
I missed that one too. I missed that one too.
That's the last time she was retrofitted. She's done port visits before.
Okay. Well, we got a question that came in on the text line that says, from one of our listeners, what can you tell us, Mama San, about the possibility of the Coast Guard moving a substantial training area to NAS Pensacola?
Yeah, that's a good one right now. So
That's been a hot topic, I know.
Yep, been working with some of the requests for information coming out of the Senator Moody's, Congressman Petronas's office. We've done some site visits along with the Commissioner Kohler on that one. But the Coast Guard put out a nationwide RFI looking for a temporary home is the current piece to to produce their boot camp while some things are getting worked on up in New Jersey where their boot camp currently is employed. And so a lot of it is about 1,200 Coast Guardsmen, 400 staff, barracks, galleys, things of that nature. And so part of that RFI, there was a lot of interest here in NAS Pensacola. And I think Florida was like one of two states that actually said, hey, pick us, and Pensacola being a good target. So, you know, right now Coast Guard's doing their part and evaluating it. But we looked at the old OCS complex. We've got some potential opportunities that they're looking for a more permanent change, maybe at our Softley field.
Interesting.
And so there are some things that we've been talking about with these staffs. And right now it's really with the Department of Homeland Security. But it would be a fantastic opportunity and a different infusion and different streaming, honestly, for some funding to bring into the installation.
Right.
But at this point, they put out an RFI. The commissioner and the team there responded to that RFI. Obviously, the senator and congressman, they've all contributed their letters of support to that. And from a Department of War and NAS Pensacola side, I welcome any visits that they want to come take a look. And if it meets their need, fantastic. If there's a potential future opportunity, I'm all about that too. So we're trying to help and shape that as much as we can and see what the Coast Guard chooses us.
Very interesting. Well, they have the establishment over in Panama City. I used to live over there.
Yeah.
So I was curious to hear how that might affect that relationship, or would that be an impact on them?
We have a significant Coast Guard footprint here. I mean, we've got three cutters here right now. And then a Coast Guard detachment for all the navigation aids as well. So, you know, when you look at where Coast Guard New Orleans and Mobile and all the way to Panama City, like you said, Pensacola is just another piece in that Gulf Coast coverage. And if there's a way that we can support our Coast Guard friends and, you know, our tri-maritime services, I'm all about it.
All right. We are talking to this morning with Mamasan, who is the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, along with Bruce Cummings. We're going to come back in just a few minutes. So if you need to, if you have something on your mind, have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Pep Talk. It's just in time for the holidays. And we have a little Santa in the house running around with the reindeer, but I won't tell you what they're up to. Anyway, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Mamasan is here from NAS Pensacola, along with Bruce Cummings. So happy y'all could come in this
morning.
It is the beginning of holiday week, so are y'all open? What can you give us a rundown in case anybody has family coming in and they want to come out and visit the base or the museum?
Absolutely. We are open this week, for the exception of our visitor centers will be closed down on the 24th and 25th.
So that would be this Wednesday and Thursday. Are you open Friday the 26th?
We are.
Okay.
So for the visitor centers to be open for people to come visit and everything like that. So the president put out an executive order and kind of changed some of our plans for this weekend. We want to make sure our families get that availability and that time off as well.
And public visitation is only accessible through the West Gate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway. So if you wanted to come and see some of the areas of public interest that NAS Pensacola has to offer, such as the museum or lighthouse, and you're not a DOD ID card holder, you're going to have to go through the West Gate again. That's at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway.
Well, and it'd be a fun thing to do if you've got family coming in by Friday.
Absolutely.
Everybody's looking around going, now what?
Friday. after
all the presents,
the sugar comas and all the big meal on
and before
Sunday,
the football.
Walk around the museum, climb up the lighthouse stairs.
That's right.
You know,
have fun.
Start working on that New Year's resolutions. It'll be great.
Work out that turkey and ham and all the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, anything else I want to mention before we go? I got about a minute or so left.
I just want to say thank you so much. And this has been quite a blessing, my first year here at NAS Pensacola and with this community. It is the absolute best. I am honored. I'm humbled to be here. And for all the families, the communities, and on behalf of NAS Pensacola, thank you so much to Pensacola and our surrounding areas, that just how well you just take care of us and our service members and families. It's the best. And I couldn't be more appreciative and grateful for everything that this community provides and the relationship that we have. So thank you.
Well, right back at you, Mamasan, because I'll tell you what, we love NAS Pensacola and our military presence here in Pensacola and Northwest Florida. And I don't know what we would do without you. So you guys are the best. You're the best. I'm getting choked up now. Y'all are the best. So this is the season to be grateful, to be thankful. And we certainly are thankful for you. And I'm going to put out a shout out to Bruce, because Bruce comes in and fills us in year-round on what's happening in Miss Pensacola, and I appreciate you on the show so much.
No, thank you, ma'am, and from all of us here at the Air Station, wishing you guys a happy holiday season.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
All right, Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming in, guys. Thank you so much for your service and all you do for us. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.